Welcome back to another week of the AMB Podcast. It's your boy, Young Tamarack, and I'm uplifting like bench press. And I'm here with some good people because my people are never not good. Let them know what it is, Stare.
Yo, what up? It's your boy, Stare, a.k.a. the finesse fella, a.k.a. Papa Stare, a.k.a. the big homie by the stairs. And since we're back on the pod, we might as well get this started. So let's do it.
Yes, sir. And like I said, I'm here with some good people because my people are never not good. This week, we have Nia Edwards. And depending on who you are, you may know her as Niagara. I don't really know the significance of the name Niagara. Is it just because Nia kind of flows into Niagara or?
Yeah. I mean, I've had the name. I've always had like a infatuation with water, just waves, things like that. Specifically a Kanagawa wave, which is a Japanese artist. So it's like a never ending wave. And just in situations I've gone through in my life have just been different waves. But that's kind of been my vibe. And people have always called me that for like a really long time because they thought my name was something outside of just Nia. So yeah, that's kind of what my little nickname is for my super short three-letter name.
Nia is very cultured because she just mentioned the Japanese artist that I personally don't know who that is. I never heard of him. Yeah. But obviously we got somebody cultured on the podcast today, so it's going to be a good episode. Yeah. And as always, we check in with everybody and see how everybody's week has been. Nia, since you are our guest, what's up with you? What's new? What's shaking? What you been up to?
So I'm on spring break. So yeah, I'm a teacher, so I'm on spring break. And I've really just been catching up on work. I've been going ham in the gym. I've been trying really catching up on schoolwork and really just going ham in the gym. That's pretty much what my life is now. So that's what I've been doing. But I've been doing great. Yesterday was definitely a trying time for me, very emotional day. But I'm here and I'm ready to just keep going, honestly. So.
Ooh, I mean, I feel like since you brought that up, I'd be a terrible like host if I didn't ask what happened yesterday. Do you want to share that information or is that?
Basically, and it's funny, like when I say it now, it's funny, but like yesterday it was not funny. So I told you that, you know, I'm doing this prep for a type of bodybuilding competition. I like to use that word loosely because when people think bodybuilding, they think like, oh yeah, like super swole, like ripped, but that's not exactly what I'm doing. But anyways, this process has been extremely emotional. So yesterday was really just one of those days where the emotions got the best of me.
Came crashing down, yeah.
Yes. So that's, I ended up literally the first time I went to the gym, because I had to go to the gym twice. The first time in the middle of my lift, I'm a Cancer and I'm just super highly emotional. Anyways, I'm a super empath. So yeah, like I really am. I'm not going to lie. I'm very sensitive.
I'm laughing because I'm a Cancer too. So
yeah, I will cry. Like I'm letting you know, I will cry. But yesterday was just, one of those days and I had to do a really hard and challenging lift and I cried because it was that hard. And I felt like I really felt like a loser and I ended up crying. Literally in the gym, I was crying. Like everybody's looking at me. I don't care. Like it's really that.
Wait, at Fitness Evolution or is it a different gym?
No. So yeah, at Fitness Evolution.
Oh man.
I was in there crying, like on the phone, like calling my mom, like boohoo crying. So
What was the exercise that you were trying to do?
So last week was recovery week for me, but I had to do deadlifts. So I did a superset. So two workouts. So the first workout was hip thrust with a barbell for about, like, I think I did 105 or 110 or something like that. And I have to do 15 reps of that. And that's one workout. Immediately after, I have to do a barbell deadlifts. And it was for 20 reps. For 20 reps. That's a lot for me. 200 pounds. So I just do two. 200 pounds. And this is for 5 rounds. So I'm trying to get through this and it's taking me to get through 3 rounds. It took me 42 minutes and I was like, oh my God, this is only one piece of my workout. And I just started crying because I was like, I'm literally going to be in here like all day long.
Damn.
Yeah. And I'm like not eating for breakfast. This is a weird breakfast. So I don't really eat pork, but I'm just eating pork for like this prep or whatever. I had for breakfast, 2 pieces of bacon and a sausage and a slice of cheese to meet my macros, because I carbs have been cut for this week. So I'm eating, like, just imagine trying to work out really on no energy. I eat 19 grams of carbs a day, which is probably like equivalent to like two slices of bread. So
getting into some real math now, Jesus.
So basically I'm starving and trying to do this workout. And I just started crying and like, it was emotional.
We're gonna have to revisit. We're gonna have to revisit the cancer emotional thing because, I got mixed feelings about it. Nothing wrong with being emotional. But mixed feelings about it. But I feel like none of us had as trying of a week as you. So, Alice, I don't know how you're gonna follow that up. But what's up with you? How you
been? Let me talk. My week has been pretty chill. Also on spring break because I work in the school. So. Yeah, but I'm just getting a lot of errands done because I have a lot of free time. I got my oil changed. Getting ready to travel and recovering from my vaccine shot. So I'm pretty much chilling. There's something happening there. Oh, and irresponsibly spending my stimulus check. So, like, Bryce is...
There it is, right
inspired
there.
Inspired me, and I was like, you know
what? There it is. Cool out. You got to cool out, bro.
It's stimmy now. So, like,
Respect. Well, so one question about the vaccine. Since you guys work at, like, schools, do you guys, like, are you guys, like, top-notch priority? You guys just have to say, oh, I'm a teacher, and, like, they let you
know? Yeah, pretty much.
Because I got the requirements.
I got an email last week. And it was like, hey, little black boy, I know you just got in the system, but if you want to get a vaccine shot, go for it. I was like, nah, I'm not going to take advantage of it. Why not? So, yeah.
I don't even qualify based on what I saw on the website. And I was like, damn, I'm literally going to have to wait until like the end. And then at that point, I feel like it's going to be all Johnson & Johnson. And I don't know if I don't want the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
I think I that's the one I got. I got that one.
Really? You only got one shot?
Yeah. No, wait. Oh, wait, no. I thought that was Janssen. Oh, no, I don't even. Honestly, I'm going to be honest. I don't even know what I got. But I just know I have another dose next week. I don't even know.
Okay, so not Johnson & Johnson. Their thing is that they only have one shot. So that's supposed to be like the cool part about it, even though it's only 84% like effective. But I'm not like a science number guy, so I don't really want to get into all that. But as for me, my week has been pretty cool. I've been living off the hype of my pictures that have been circulating the internet from being in the DMV cipher. Mind you, I'm not a rapper, guys. I just decided to freestyle when I had the opportunity presented. But who knows? Now that I'm getting this buzz, you know, I might have to start a career. You know, that's what I'm saying. That is one of my bucket list goals, actually, is to be a one-hit wonder.
Rapper.
No, just a one-hit wonder. Not even like a full-on like artist or rapper.
One solid song.
It hits and everybody loves it. And like, I make some money and like, that's it. I don't need nothing else after that.
That's tough.
But it's not an easy goal. I haven't really been striving for it either. other than that, though, been working, trying to be as fit as Nia over here, because she was talking about her workout and I was like, 42 minutes in the gym, I'm trying to be gone at minute 45. So like, I'm trying to be in and out. Just looking to make some major moves here shortly. You know, I don't like to speak too much about things that I'm doing until like I get to like really be in there, but I'm trying to do some things in Ghana. Short story short, I'm trying to make some things happen out there and reinvest in the place that I'm from. So nice. Other than that, though, I've been solid and I can't complain. So with that being said, Alistair, man, do you have a question that you can raise up for the group to kind of get us rolling?
Absolutely. The past two pods have been going off current events, and I feel like there was another major one in the news recently. Everybody's favorite cowboy, Little Nas X, was I don't really know how to explain it, but he was trolling with
his... Was he trolling?
We'll see in this conversation. So he dropped a collab with a company for a Satan.
Go ahead and say it. Rip the band-aid off.
A Satan like sneaker, Air Max to be specific. And everyone's kind of losing their mind about it, and everyone has an opinion on it. I would like to hear both of yours.
Would you like to speak from the Jamaican religious standpoint, Nia?
I'm still my own person. I don't know. I just feel like I definitely, I don't know if it was trolling, but I think it definitely was a way to get attention and create buzz. And I feel like he kind of does that. Because even with the Old Town Road song, like, people were so outright, like, oh my God, is this country? Just, like, he does stuff that people don't ever do before. And I don't know, the song, in my opinion, the song was okay. I'm not like a super huge fan of his music, but the video was weird. Like, let's just say it was weird. It was weird. It wasn't like something I would go back and watch ever again. I really only watched it because of Twitter. And I just thought that was weird. Like, I mean, I know people have. And I also think people, I mean, obviously, if you're not, I'd say Christian or don't believe in God or whatever, it's not going to really have mean anything to you. Right. But I think the idea that we as humans have a Satan and then what it actually says in the Bible and like what it actually, you know, if you really know, it's like two different things. And I think ours is probably a super lighthearted, like funny hee ha ha version of like what Satan is, which is
like
why
we Halloween just, Satan.
Yeah. It's just like, I don't think you guys realize what, like how bad and extreme and how dark, like Satan, that idea actually is. So I think it is like, it's funny that people play with it like that. And I also think what I was just talking about with somebody the other day is just like, that whole Christianity is so loose. And like I just think back like Kirk Franklin, how he cussed out his kid, or like how that pastor, that religious guy, like was cheating on his wife. Like that is why people joke around with Christianity and like people that believe in God, because we don't even take it seriously if you're a Christian. Like it's not even serious for a lot of people. Like they're not like, I think of like Islam, people that like practice Islam, a lot of them, they're known for being so devout, like so extreme, this, that, and the third, like, yeah. So it's just like, that is why people are always joking and make fun of Christians, because Christians really pick and choose when they want to believe in God, but like they act a different, they act like of the world or secular, quote unquote, when they want to. So that is why they're so easy to pick on. Cause like they have no, we have no like real, like it's so many denominations. Mm-hmm. There's like some people interpret the Bible differently. We have like 7-day Adventists. We argue which day you should go to church, like all this crazy stuff. Like, so that's why it's just like, yeah, you know, I get why he would choose Satan, like as his little joke to play. Cause it's just like, yeah, Christians be unserious all the time.
So what I will say is off top about the whole shoe thing. Yeah, I'm with you. Like, I feel like it was kind of an unnecessary ploy, but again, it's kind of in the mold of what Lil Nas X does, is in terms of like garnering attention from a lot of other folks who weren't listening to his music at all, to get them to come over and be like, okay, like what's going on with this? Let me check it out. Yeah, I don't feel like the dark world or the dark arts is something there, or whatever you want to call it or label it as. It's not something you really mess with. You kind of leave that where it is, especially when you get into like symbols and like the messages you're putting on. Like, he literally has like a Bible scripture on like the shoe, along with like the pentagram and all that. I think it's just, it's really far left. But to go back to what you were saying in terms of people taking Christianity serious, I think it just depends on how like the religions are like portrayed and like served to us, right? So like with Islam, one of the things that we know about them is that, you know, they're to the point where they're willing to die for their religion. Like in terms of like, you know, whether it be like the whole the jihad thing or like the suicide bomber thing, like whatever it is, like people don't play with that religion because like, they're willing to do whatever it takes to satisfy whatever agenda they have. With Christianity, Christians have put themselves in this like box where it's like, okay, there's rigid Christianity, right? If you do X, Y, Z, if you cheat on your wife, if you cuss out your son, then it's like, okay, well, you're not really all the way like a Christian. You're fake, you know what I mean? But what people like fail to realize is that every single one of those groups of people is just that, they're people. You know what I mean? So we all make mistakes. We all do things that aren't becoming of, you know, your personal savior. But at the end of the day, it's like, all you can do is be you. And with that being said, I feel like, again, Lil Nas X, the music isn't that good. So like, he has to do things like this to get people to bite. You know what I mean? But again, I feel like if you make a shoe red and black, obviously, like it's a great colorway already. People are going to be drawn to it off top because it's a signature type of, you know, color. But like to say the shoes got like 60 cc's of blood in them.
That's weird.
It's just, yeah, it's weird.
Getting weird.
Not like,
That's why I started the statement by saying I thought he was trolling, because in looking, I mean, because I don't know if anyone else heard it, but like during the Christmas time, he dropped a Christmas song, and watching that video where he was like a robot and he was like just had this really demonic kind of depiction of Santa in his factory with his elves. And I was like,
He needs help.
But I feel like he's addicted to fame. And I think the Old Town Road blew up and he was like, I need another way to stay on and stay relevant. Mm-hmm. So that's why trolling is his aspect. And speaking to what you said about Christianity, unfortunately, that is 100% right. People pick and choose when they want to be Christian. People pick and choose when they want to react or be reactive to something that goes against their faith. But like, as long as you have your internal feelings about it, then kick rocks to everybody else. That's what I say.
And Muslims go through those struggles too, by the way. It's just,
yeah,
we don't get to see it. And
yeah,
it's just, we're not aware of them because they kind of keep things like, well, maybe I'm making a general term up, but I feel like they keep things a little closer to the vest than like other like religious groups as well too. So yeah, all in all though, man, the Satan shoe, not cool in my book.
It's ugly. It's just ugly, honestly. I think it's an ugly shoe. He says too. Yeah.
And if my grandmother was here, she'd have some holy water and some things to say about Lil Nas X, considering the fact that there's other parts of him that play into the whole the Satan thing. That's just what's the term? People they would call him a baddie boy. I don't have a religious Jamaican accent, but like
yeah,
like that, like it would be that on top of like going along with like the whole satanic thing, like
yeah,
just not like a combination of things that. Right. It's just kind of like, dude, you already got like the kind of the gay thing going on. And then like, you're going to like layer this on top of it. It's a stretch. But
I mean, he's creating like him being controversial is like creating buzz. Like, it's like, oh, like he's also like gay and he's also doing like country or whatever. I don't even know what his genre is. I do not like his music. Like, it's just like, but yeah, he's super controversial. Like, so I guess that's just what he does to like stay relevant, because otherwise who cares about Lil Nas X? I don't like.
About to say, I wasn't even thinking about him until this came up. So like literally he was like the last thing on my mind, but
right.
You know, I guess he's doing, it's working. We can say that.
Here we are talking about him.
Right. Exactly. So appreciate that, that question, Alistair. But to transition from there, Nia, obviously, you know, we have you here. And a couple of, maybe like 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, you know, obviously we both work out at Fitness Evolution. Mm-hmm. I would say more so you live at Fitness Evolution. I just be there, you know, to visit, you know, every now and again.
But, I do live, you know, there.
I've seen you in the gym, and then a couple of times I've seen you with like heels on. And so like one day I was just like, I know Nia's like super focused on her workouts and she's like really intense with it, but like, let me just ask her what the deal is with the heels. So I'm sitting at the bench and I'm like, hey, Nia, I noticed you, you know, I've seen you in heels a couple of times in the gym. What's the deal with the heels? So, I mean, as you were saying, you're doing bodybuilding, right? But like, what makes the bodybuilding that you're doing different than like your standard super swole, plasticky looking body people?
Okay. So first of all, with a plastic look, bodybuilding is basically like a beauty pageant, pretty much. You go on there, you have to, like a lot of divisions, or you have to wear heels, you have to have makeup, you have to be blinged out. These expensive bathing suits you have to get from like anywhere from $400 to $1,000. I mean, it is like,
bathing suit?
It's a pageant, really, a beauty pageant. You pose, you have to like, it's just a lot. So yes, it's like that, it's a lot. Anyways, so the type of bodybuilding I'm doing, it's under this big umbrella of bodybuilding, because it's just like, if you're not in it, no one's going to sit there and explain it to you. Just like get with the program. So there's different types for women and men too. There's different types of quote unquote bodybuilding. So there's bikini, which those women are very slender. There's physique and figure, which is where you start getting like a little like swole. Like that's when you really start getting like your muscle development is like, you can get really big. And that's when women also start taking steroids. They start taking supplements to really grow and really get big. And then there's bodybuilding, which is when you're just like, you're huge at this point. You're super swole. So I'm doing a division that's new in the United States. So it's been happening in like Brazil It's all across Europe. It's all across Central America, a big thing in Brazil, like I said, but it's called wellness. And that perfectly goes with my brand, Niagara Wellness. So I was like, oh my God, this is for me. So I am very, and you'll see it if you follow me on Instagram, I'm very leg dominant. Like I have bigger legs and it's easier for me to develop my legs. And then I have a smaller waist and my arms. I mean, my arms have grown, but that's just naturally I can put on muscle and gain weight in my legs. So I'm doing a division called wellness. And that's between your bikini, which is super lean, honestly, super lean, so you can really see your muscles. And then physique, it's like, it's kind of like in the middle of those two. So like, I am going to look a lot more softer, but they still want to see that muscle development. So I feel like for me, that's a healthy kind of middle ground because I'm not going to lean out because I'm not going to be skinny. I've never been skinny in my life, but I'm also, it would take me a really long time to put on that much weight while trying to lean. Cause that's basically what I'm doing is I'm trying to develop my muscles while leaning out at the same weight at the same time, if that makes sense. So like, I'm losing weight, but I'm also putting on muscle.
Muscle at the same time.
At the same time, right? So that's pretty much what I do. So I am under that big umbrella of bodybuilding, but specifically my division is wellness division, which is kind of like my legs are going to be huge. I'm still going to have like abs. They want to see your six pack, basically, but I'm not going to be like super ripped. Like people think I am. Like I'm gonna look healthy. I'm gonna just look healthy. Like more of an athletic type of build. That makes sense.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So to follow that up, how did you even get to the point of wanting to be a bodybuilder? Because I mean, I like for the most part, I mean, I know of you, Nia. Uh-huh. Like I've been in like the same areas as you. I never mm-hmm. took you for like the person to be like a bodybuilder. you've been referred to as a social terrorist, maybe, but like, and I'll tell you who said that too, but
that's funny.
Yeah. I just, how did you end up becoming, I guess, getting interested in, you know, the whole bodybuilding thing?
My mom has been super into fitness, like my entire life, like extreme fitness. Like when I was growing up, my mom's been super fitness, like working out nonstop. So my mom started getting into it. She started competing. That was one of her goals she had for her 50th is to do a competition. So my mom started competing and I went I went to her show and I was like, I could do this. And I was just like, just another fitness goal for me, really. Like, I think sometimes people get in the gym and they don't have a goal. It kind of gets boring. They don't have quote unquote motivation because it's just like, what are you working out for? And I feel like in some point down the line, especially last year, I kind of just felt like, you know, with the pandemic happening, I gained like mad weight because I was being fake vegan, but really just eating a lot of carbs and eating and basically just eating nonstop under the guise of like, oh, I'm vegan, I'm flexitarian, whatever. And I was like, dad, like I was just in the gym one day and I was just like, what am I even doing? Like, I feel like I have no purpose, or I just feel like I'm just here, just going through the motions. So for me and how I am, my personality, like I'm realizing I'm very much so goal oriented. Like I need some type of goal and that helps me stay in some type of box, like just create some boundaries for myself. So that's why I was like, you know what? I had this new division that's coming out. My personal trainer also competes. Like she has done like at least 6 or 7 shows. So I was like, yeah, I'm gonna just do it. She's like, yeah, just do it. And I was like, it was around October of last year, September, I decided. And I was like, one of those people that was like, oh, I'm gonna wait till the new year. And she was like, why? So you can just gain more weight and it'd be harder on you. So I just started right away.
She kept it a bean.
Yeah, I just started right away. And yep, it's been a wrap since. And now I am 11 weeks out from my first competition. So
my question is, Bryce said that you live in the gym.
Yes.
On average, like days in a week, are you there Sunday to Saturday or?
Yes.
I can definitely walk into the gym. Like, I swear to you, bro. I usually I go at a regular interval, like at the same time usually, but I can literally change the time that I go to the gym and walk in and guess who will be literally in the gym. I'm like, damn, yeah. I'm not going hard enough. Maybe I should just leave. Honestly.
Yeah. On average, I'm working out 6 days a week, anywhere from, if I can get out in under 2 hours, that is a solid session. Recently, this week particularly, I know it may be, some workouts may be 3 hours. Yesterday, my workout, I'm really not even kidding, I was in the gym all day long. Like, I did not leave the gym until like 8. And I had to go to 2 different gyms. I had to go to Fitness Evolution for the morning for my trash workout that I left and I was crying for. And then I went to another gym in Virginia called the DMV Iron Gym for my posing session with my posing coach, which was about an hour, give or take. And then I actually had to go finish my workout. And then I had to go do cardio. So I was in the gym all day, pretty much.
Golly, yeah.
Bruh.
That's my life.
So you said three hours?
That is like if I'm
meeting, I'm doing my little rest, you know, I'm hang out, chat with some people. Or it's like 3 hours of just nonstop.
No, I'm going. I take at least 1 to 2 minute breaks if I'm lifting heavy, but pretty much working out, like that is my lift. And I also have to do a warm up. So I have a warm up, which can take 20 to 15 minutes, maybe. Then I do the lift, which probably takes probably 2 hours, 2.5 hours. And then I do cardio. So like example, yesterday I had to do my warm up, which surprisingly only was like 15 to 20 minutes. My lift, literally, I swear my lift took like 1.5 hours. And then my cardio, thank God, yesterday my cardio was short, was only 20 minutes on the stairmill.
Only 20 minutes.
Yes, that's short for me. That is short. I usually do about anywhere from 45 to 60 minutes on the stairmill or on the treadmill or on the bike or some type of only treadmill.
Am I doing the gym wrong?
I mean, it depends what your goals are. Like, I'm really trying to.
I just want
to
be sexy, but like, I don't know, Nia. I was telling you,
you got to build your muscles the right way. Like, you got to build it with the angle. You just be building to get strong, be a boulder, like, look at me.
Nah, I'm not trying to be a boulder because I don't lift like OD heavy weights anyways. It's just that being naturally African, I mean, shit, like, it ends up that way sometimes.
Do you have a plan, though? I always wonder about guys. Like, when I see guys in the gym, I always wonder, like, are y'all following a plan? Or, like, y'all just in here just, I've seen people, like, guys just be in there just lifting whatever. And just leave. Like, I'm just like, do you guys have like reps or like, are you counting? Like,
Yeah. So, I mean, I definitely do. But I'm, like I said, I don't like to be in the gym for long. So I adapt to doing like full body workouts every time I step into the building. Okay. So for the most part, yeah, I do like 3 sets of whatever it is. And then anywhere between like 8 to 10 reps of whatever it is. Recently, I switched to doing like drop sets of everything. So, I mean, I do change it up. You know what
you
I mean?
You got a plan like, though? Like, do you have like, okay, this week, or this day I'm focusing on X, Y, and Z. Like, are you targeting different muscles? Like, how do you follow?
Alistair's shaking his head. But I make sure that I do, like I said, for example, I make sure that I do hit my chest. I make sure I do hit my back. I make sure I do hit my legs. So, like, whether it be, like, calves, thighs, whatever. But I make sure that I try to hit at least one part of my body every time that I'm, like, in the gym. So, I mean, I don't know if that's, like, as I guess, tightly put together as maybe your plan. Probably not, but like there's somewhat of like a little bit of like a minor mission, I would say. But like I said, I be lifting and then like I come home and I look at myself, I be like, man, you look all right, bro. Keep up the good work. And I just go about my business.
Are you lifting like heavy? Are you like lifting the same, you have the same type of plan each week or like?
No, so I don't lift the same exact weights. I know that you can't lift like the same exact weight every single week and then expect So, I mean, some weeks it's lighter, some weeks it's heavier. I mean, it really depends on like how I'm feeling like when I walk in the building, but like, I definitely try to make sure that I switch it up, you know, for the most part. So, but again, like I said, even sitting here listening to you talk about it, I feel like I should probably like sit down, get a journal, and like really like figure out like what
you
I
should
when, like, when I get in the building.
She had a trainer.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I spent my money on Coon stuff.
And see, Bryce, it's one thing to be like, oh, no, I don't need a trainer. I'm African strong. Yeah, that's one thing. But like, they can teach you things that you didn't know. You know that, right?
So train me then, dog. What you mean? You be my trainer.
Because even me, I'm not yet. Whoa. Because what I do is I just do like a variation of what I used to do in college. So like do the explosive day. I'll do a heavy day and I'll do a core day. But that's it. I don't wild out.
You do abs every day too. Well, every time I step in the gym as well too. So like I said.
Yeah.
But again, I mean, I don't know. I feel like I don't know. I don't know if I need a trainer or not. Like I said, I just maybe don't feel like spending the money. That also plays a factor into it too. And kind of like what Nia said, like, what are you working out for? I guess specifically, like I said, for me, I just want to look like I'm good and I'm in shape. Not like that I have like the worst diet in the world either, but that probably could like be like spruced up a little bit. And speaking of diets, during this conversation, Nia, you've spoken about like macros and like, I don't know, well, like some other stuff. So like, break down like the importance or like the role that food like plays in your, I guess, in your bodybuilding regimen.
So food is pretty much everything. Honestly, like I like you said, like I mean, bodybuilding and this whole thing is like very specific and there's a lot of science behind it. So like that's why like with my business and my brand, I don't really promote this type of like eating or whatever. This is very specific what I'm doing. But yeah, food is pretty, like my diet has changed so much. Like my food is so calculated, which is why I have like random combinations. Like just an example is like for dinner, this is really random and weird. I eat like 1 cup of broccoli, 4 ounces of chicken breast, and then I have 2 spoonfuls of cottage cheese just to meet my macros. So obviously that protein, that macronutrient is like, they're super important. So I'm trying to like every day, I'm trying to hit a certain number with fats, with carbs, because people think that you can just not eat carbs and like survive, which is not true. And then proteins. So yeah, I've been doing this first in time. I'm recently now getting into like the thick of this prep in terms of food, but I've done things. I mean, my coach has had me like doing carb cycling where I'm like cycling carbs. My coach has had me doing, obviously I'm eating in a caloric deficit, which is where I cut my caloric intake by 300 to 500 calories. I know people talk about on social media that like 1200 calorie diet, especially for women, like, there's been weeks where I've been eating only 1100 calories. So this is like, obviously that's not healthy. That's not sustainable. I would not suggest that, but that's the type of like food and diet that I eat. So my nutrition has been all over the place. This week I have like 3 days where I eat like an extreme amount of carbs. And then I have days like today where I'm only eating 19 grams of carbs. So it's really like a science thing. Like it really is. And like my coach is also, she's like a chemist, like she's a doctor. Like, so she knows what she's doing. Like she knows the science behind bodybuilding, which is like a huge deal. Like when you're having a trainer, or just a coach of any time, sometimes they just give you a meal plan, which is like most people, I mean, I don't know about you guys. Like if you ever got a meal plan, most people cannot follow a meal plan. Like it's extremely difficult. Yeah, it doesn't work for a lot of people. Yeah, it doesn't work for most people. It works for me though. Like that's what I'm saying. Like I'm very goal oriented. Like I need a lot of structure. So like I'm a to-do list person. I'm like a schedule I like to have. And maybe because I'm a teacher, I like a lot of structure. Like that is how I like to live my life. I'm very regimentative. I do the same thing every day. I'm eating the same food every day. And if you cannot do that, it's like bodybuilding is not for you. But honestly, like just fitness in general, I think when it comes to nutrition, you have to have some level of restriction and some level of like routine, which people don't realize. Like it's much easier to know like, okay, I'm going to eat this amount of chicken, this amount of rice, this amount of vegetables every single day. And I know I'm going to get results with that. You know, at some point, I'm going to get a certain desired outcome. It's like a math problem. You know, that formula is the same each time and you're going to get the same outcome. There's no like trick about it. So that's why this has worked for me. You know, this works for me. I'm on a meal plan and I love my meal plans. I mean, I wouldn't say love, but like I find them to be very helpful. So yeah, that's like nutrition is everything.
What is considered your cheat day? And if it is a cheat day, is it like a healthy cheat day or is it like ice cream and like I'm wild?
Wings, burgers.
So, when you are prepping, for me, for my prep specifically, everybody's prep is different. But for me, no sugar. I try to, even my cheats are like no sugar. So I don't, even my barbecue sauce, every sauce I eat, everything I do is no sugar. So there'll never be a cheat that involves sugar. It'll always be, mostly for now, my cheats, it varies. So it's usually very specific, like a burger and sweet potato fries. Or I can have one slice of pizza or two slices of pizza, a jumbo slice and fries. I've had cheat meals where I can eat whatever I want as long as it's not a dessert. I've had cheat meals where you can choose one cheat item per meal under 200 calories. So like there's been times it's been like eat a dinner roll and then eat a potato could be a cheat. Last weekend, my cheat meal that I did not eat, I ate something else because I was like, I'm not doing that. Is a English muffin with peanut butter, honey, and banana spices. That's supposed to be a cheat meal. I'm not, for me.
Sounds so dry.
Yeah, ended up going to Bliss Nutrition, which I've posted about, to have a protein shake.
Yeah, I love Bliss Nutrition.
Yeah, I went there to have a protein shake because it still met my macros and still sugar-free. It's, you know, it still did what it needed to do. But yeah, so I have not had a true cheat, like a burger and fries is my last big cheat, but I mean, they're far and few. So I don't even ask when I'll have my next cheat at this point. I just wait for it. Yeah.
So I gotta ask, and cause I mean, I heard you talking about like ounces and like all that, like the good math. So like when it comes to your food, do you know that specifically like chicken breast, no matter where it comes from, like if I cut it to like 4 ounces, it's going to give me this exact amount of like calories, or like, is there like some discrepancy in that or?
So I have a food scale that I weigh all my food pretty much. I use measuring cups. And one thing that it varies to a very small extent, like, you know, it's very small. It depends on how you cook it. It depends on, but it's pretty standard when it comes to like weighing your food, when it comes to measuring your food. One food that's always consistent no matter what, that I hate with like, I just hate eating it, but I just eat it anyways, is tuna. Anything, any can, any, yeah, any type of canned. I do a lot of, this is really gross, tuna. I eat so much tuna. Last week I was eating 2 cans of tuna a day. But this week it's only one. So tuna's very like, I eat that because that is going to stay the exact same. Canned chicken is going to stay the exact same. And then canned crab meat, which is, it's really not that bad. That's my favorite, but that is the exact same. So those precise amounts are ways that like, that's in my meal plan as well, because you know, each time tuna, you're getting the same macros. You're getting the exact same thing each time you eat those type of canned proteins. So
do you jazz up your tuna, or are you just eating it straight out the can like a cat?
You know, I have had some dark days where I've been on the road and I was like, you know what? I just got to go ham. Yeah. The other day, son, it was really foul, but I was so hungry. I was in the like drive, like the little washer, not the washer. What is it called? The car wash that you drive through.
There we go.
I had just left the gym and I was so hungry. I have an emergency can of tuna in my backpack, like my gym bag. What's the one that you pull back?
Oh man.
I had no food or spork. I had nothing. I was in the car. I was in the car wash drive through. I was like going ham, eating the tuna right out the can. I don't care. I was so hungry. I literally sat in the drive-thru while my car was getting washed and ate the can of tuna. I did.
I mean, if it makes you feel better, like people do worse. Like there's people out there who eat ass, Sania. So like,
I mean, there are. But like, yeah, I mean, I had no regrets. And I was like, you know, I can either go in the gas station and buy a snack or just eat this emergency can of tuna. And I did that. And I felt like, so I had so much energy afterwards. My car smelled like tuna fish, but you know, whatever, I aired it out. But tuna, I have a little bit of room. I can basically use any sauce that's sugar-free and low in fat. So I usually do like maybe 1 tablespoon of light mayonnaise, and then I can really go ham with mustard and like season it up like Old Bay I can put like onions in it or celery, tomatoes. I can, you know, I'd be trying to make stuff taste good, but sometimes it's just like, this is really, it's just good. It's just going to taste right. You only have to do this for, I count by weeks because it makes me feel better. I know it's really like 3 months, but I do weeks. And it's just like, you only got to do this for 11 weeks, like for real. So just eat the canned chicken or eat the tuna, like whatever, like get over it. You have a goal. So.
Were you always this disciplined in terms of your diet or?
No. The short answer is no. I was last year. I'm trying to I can eat a lot of food. Like my boyfriend was actually like, we can eat the same amount of food. Like, and he's, you know, he's huge. Like he's really like a big guy. And there's been instances where we order the same amount of food and like, I will eat like just as much as him because I love food. Like, so no, I have not been disciplined with my food. Like this is probably the most disciplined I've ever been with my food in my entire life. And I'd be thinking sometimes like, bro, I don't even know where this came from. Like I am so disciplined. I have so much like restriction. I mean, he's eaten like, yeah, I'm going to put him out there, but if you know who he is, like he looks super fitness and stuff, but you know, he has dark days and he'll be eating like 8-piece Popeyes chicken fries right next to me. And what am I eating? Chicken breast, broccoli, tilapia. Like I'm eating my meal prep. I don't even know where that comes from because the old me, the true me deep down inside.
Would have put your hand still, in that basket of chicken.
I'm eating at least, yes, I'm eating a chicken leg. I'm eating, you know, and it was a slow process though. You know, like I didn't just like stop. It's like, okay, instead of like eating all the fries, I'll maybe have like two fries or it's been a gradual.
Two fries.
Yeah. It's been a gradual process of like restriction and restraint for me. Like, so it hasn't been like cold turkey. I was like, oh yeah. Like I've had days where, you know, I've cheated, but not too bad. I mean, my cheats are like not that bad anymore as they were before. But yeah, it's like, this has really been a really life-changing process. So no, I have not always been disciplined though. Last year I was literally almost 200 pounds. I was going ham with eating. So.
Yeah. Well, I was about to say, that's one thing that, I don't know. I feel, is it, so I'm guessing it's different for like, for women and men, obviously, like, mm-hmm. cause you're talking about him eating like the, you know, the chicken, like the fried chicken from Popeyes, you're eating your chicken.
Yeah.
Breast. But like,
yeah.
Don't, I guess everybody doesn't burn calories at the same rate. Right. It's different for everybody. I'm assuming.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
So like, yeah, I feel like in some instances, like especially like with guys, you can get away with like eating like some really like terrible shit, and yes. then like you work out that hard, and then it's just like, all right,
not even work out, just stop eating so much. Like, so he is like on this kind of cut thing right now. Like, we both have the same trainer. All he does, I mean, he's changed his diet mostly, like I wouldn't say drastically because, you know, he's still eating. I mean, he's changed mostly, but like he still has abs. Like he has six pack. He has those little like V cut things. Like, it's just like, bruh, I've been working. I am like starving myself and we're in the gym 3 hours and I can probably see like maybe ounce of like some type of definition in my stomach, but like, bro, like I still don't have abs. And like all he does is like stop. Men would really just stop eating for like bad for 24 hours and the next day they have abs. Like it's not fair.
You gotta do a sit-up or two.
Like, nah, that's not true. Like, you guys have to stop eating. Like, if you stop eating, quote unquote, bad.
She's right though. Cause I mean, it's not right. It's just, I don't know, man. It's weird. I ain't complaining about it, but I mean, it's a good life.
It's wicked.
It's a good life.
It's wicked. I don't like it. I hate it.
Not definitely fair. But Nia, so you said you have about what, 11 weeks to go before you get to your competition. Yep. And is this going to be in Maryland, or do you got to like fly like somewhere else to go do it? Or
so the competitions are all over the place, but mine's is in Virginia.
Okay. So yeah. Let's say like, let's fast forward the timeline. 11 weeks mm-hmm. go by, you know, Nia's been getting to it, you know, lifting the nutrients is right. Everything is cool. The cheat meals they're not cheating as much as they've been before.
God,
competition day comes. Realistically, where do you see yourself by the time the competition is over? Will you be the victor? Do you think you'll be top three? Like what are we talking here?
So
originally I was like, oh, I'm just going to do this to step on stage. But I started thinking like, I'm going to do this to win.
I'm going
to
beat these bitches. I'm going
to
win.
Yeah, I'm pretty much, I'm doing this to win. Like, I have been working so hard. Why would I not go up there and think I'm going to win? Like, I'm going to win. That is my goal. I'm going to win. And mainly like my birthday is a week after this competition. So that's also why I was like, yeah, that's why I was like, this is like, you know, I'll be 27, basically 30. So that's why I was like, you know, let me just apply the, pressure because I plan, you know, I'm going to be vaccinated and I'm going to be outside. I'm going to be outside. Man. Like, so this is like, there's a lot of things going on. Obviously, you know, I have like super, you know, personal reasons, blah, 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 blah. But mostly there's a lot of like aesthetic reasons. I feel like every year, bruh, every year I'm like, oh, summer body, like I'm going to be, and I'm never ready for summer. I'm never ready for years, I'm always like, oh, this, you know, flat stomach. And it's just like, I just give up. Like, it's just like, yeah, it's not given that you failed again, another year of not having your summer body. Aren't you tired of not having your summer body? I really got tired. It's just like, I know my abs are there. I know my body could be fire. Like, let me just accelerate the process and just go ham for a year. Cause that's basically what been happening. Cause last year, this time I was quickly approaching 200 pounds because I was going ham with the eating. So I was like, let me just give myself a year. I will have abs. You will see my abs. Like, I'm going to be posting my abs and my new body. It's like getting a BBL, except for
my God.
It's like a DIY. I'm basically, I tell everyone I'm doing a do-it-yourself BBL. So yeah, like y'all going to see me and I'm going to be outside. I'm going to have abs. I'm going to have the V cuts. Like, my butt's going to be great. Like, my legs are going to be popping and I'm just going to like be outside with a nice body. But mainly the main point I'm trying to elevate here is like, I will have abs and they will be shown everywhere, like Twitter, Facebook, everywhere. I'm posting abs everywhere, my abs.
All right, I'm guaranteed. Just going to get ready to block that content off my time.
It doesn't matter. I always wanted to go to the gym and like wear a sports bra and like just like be basically naked and like, look at me, look at this body. And I feel like I can finally do that. I can finally wear crop tops and not have to worry about sitting down because you see the abs, bruh. You see me like, so it's really, obviously I have my personal goals, but like, it's very much so an aesthetic goal as well. Like, yeah.
I hope you reach it. Well, let me not even say I hope. I know that you're going to reach your goals, Nia, just based on the conversation that we've had.
I will.
You're trending in the right direction. You're definitely probably an inspiration to a lot of people. I'm not sure if you know that. I'm sure there's people who follow you on the timeline. They're just like, man, if only I could be like Nia. So, I mean, you know, it just depends on what angle you're looking at it from. But I'm definitely, I'm super excited to hear the outcome of, you know, the competition once it's completed. Definitely, I'll ask you about it or let me know. I'm sure if you won, it'll be obvious. So
you'll see it. You'll see it. Follow me on Instagram, Niagara, N-I-A-G-R-A _. You will see me. And it's starting now. Like, I'm posting myself all the time. And I was thinking like, I was like, am I oversaturated? It's like, if you don't want to see me, unfollow me. Like, because I'm actually like working hard. I've never, even school, bro. Like, I never even worked this hard in school. Like, school for me was so easy. Like, you know, you do the bare minimum, like, you know, stay up all night. Like, yeah, like I'm like at the, I would leave the bar to go like turn in, like to go home and turn in a bare minimum paper. Like, I'm doing bare minimum, you know, it's just like, whatever, y'all gonna pass me. So I wasn't like a super overachiever in college. School was pretty easy. But I feel like with this, I'm actually like pushing myself to like the limit. Like, I call myself an adult athlete now, because that's really like, I've never worked this hard for anything. I'm so serious. So y'all gonna see me.
I want you to win, honestly. Like, really, I do. I want you to win just because
I win, you know?
I've seen a lot of the work that you've been putting in. And
thank you.
Yeah, I feel like I'm invested now at this point in like the outcome of this journey. So please don't disappoint like us and the listeners.
I know. I have a lot of people that
you gotta hold us down.
I actually haven't told anybody that I'm competing. Like, so I've been hesitant.
Exclusive.
For real. I haven't shared that on social media, like very small bits people put two and two together. I haven't tweeted about it. I haven't really told too many people, because it's just like, when people say like bodybuilding, it's just like, what? You're going to be huge. I know with guys, when I have posted, some guys have been like, how does your boyfriend feel about that? Or like, you're going to look like a man. I've gotten like negative feedback.
Yeah. So I don't think exactly. It really matters to him.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, I've gotten a lot of like negative feedback from certain people when I say like, you're going to look like a man. That's the biggest comment I get is you're going to look like a man. And I also am bald. So they just think I'm going to look like a man. That's why I've been like kind of hesitant to share because people have their own idea of like what bodybuilding is. But yeah, you guys have the exclusive. I'll share it eventually, but I don't know. I've had like kind of, I don't know, mixed feelings about sharing it.
Well, I mean, you being here is that perfect opportunity to kind of just like dispel the way people feel about bodybuilding. Because again, like even when I asked you, the first thing you even like, before I could even get out of thought, you were like, it's not like swole bodybuilding or whatever you think it is. And I was just like, oh, damn, I wasn't even going to ask that. I just, but
isn't that not what you think of?
Like, that's the first thing you think of, for sure.
The big,
I think of like a wrestler, like China or like.
Yeah. It takes them years and like a lot of steroids. Women get BBLs to compete in bodybuilding because some people just really don't naturally have it. People get breast jobs. Like a lot goes into this. That's why I say it's more so like a beauty pageant. And also like your looks go into it too. Like if you like, I mean, if you, you know, you're not really giving in the face, that can really work against you. So yeah.
Tough.
It's not easy.
Post 11 weeks after the competition, after your birthday, are you still going to be on this fitness journey or are you?
Absolutely. I'll probably do. So I've even was thinking about it for life. It's easy. I mean, it's not easy, but like, it's just like when you, it's with like when you do something, the first time is always uncomfortable. The first time you go to the gym is uncomfortable. The first time you run a mile, the first time you do anything is just like super hard. But once you get over that, it's like, oh, this is like what I do now. I am a competitor. I am an athlete. And I feel like I'm getting to that point because it's no way y'all think I'm about to be eating tilapia and chicken breasts for a year and only do one competition and then go back to my old habits of binge eating Lido's pizza and wings. I could never go back to that because I worked so hard. So when you see the abs, just know like I've been eating whitefish and chicken breasts for months. Like it's not like I just, this is like, it's a very hard thing that I'm doing. I've been having to tell myself every day, like it's a lot of emotions. Like I don't have a social life. I don't drink alcohol really. Like, I mean, it's just a lot of sacrifice. It's expensive as hell too. Like, it's so expensive. Well,
yeah, but so you're not buying bottles if you're paying for your trainer and going to different gyms. So
and grocery shopping, like I literally eat like for a family of two. Like it's just crazy. So, but yeah,
damn.
Y'all will see me. You will see these ads nonstop.
All right, like I said, we're holding you to it. So like if it don't come that way, I'm gonna be like, look, I'm gonna pull up this episode, I'm gonna pull this exact clip, and I'm gonna play it on social media everywhere. I'm gonna be like, look, Nia's a liar. All right, guys.
She didn't
do what she said she was gonna do.
I guarantee, because you know, my last resort at this point is I will just have a GoFundMe for the BBO because it's just like this is my last resort to have the dream body. It's the last chance, it's my last shot. Like if this doesn't work, that's it for me. What can I do?
Yeah, let's hope we don't get to the BBL point because the recovery time on that is terrible, actually, from what I've seen. And you can't even like sit down on the plane ride back home after you leave Colombia. So, but but Alistair, though, before we get ready to wrap up, can you do me a favor?
What's up?
Can you hold me down with the this or that for this week?
Absolutely. Just because I know you're excited about it and I know you're not ready, but you're always interested. Ready to do this?
Yeah, let's do it. Lay it on us. Pause. Go ahead, bro. Just go. Just go ahead, bro. Just go ahead, bro. just go.
All right, first question. Who is smarter, Franklin or TJ Henderson? And this is Franklin from My Wife and Kids.
Oh.
Wait.
TJ Henderson, TJ? Bro. From a smart guy.
Oh.
Actually, Franklin. Sorry.
Yeah, I would say Franklin for sure.
Who's a better actress, Queen Latifah or Taraji P. Henson?
Taraji.
Taraji, yeah.
Like, come on. Let's go.
Queen Latifah good, though, but yeah, Taraji.
Yeah, Taraji's better.
Who's a better teacher, Mr. Feeney or Annalise Keating? from How to Get Away from Murder.
Mr. Annalise Keating's a terrible teacher.
Yeah.
Definitely Mr. Terrible. Feeny, bro.
She's a monster. Yeah, Mr. Yeah. Feeny.
She'd be getting drunk and berating her students.
Right. She's a liar.
Yeah, nah.
Living Single or Different World or A Different World?
Living Single.
I am Living Single, so.
Nah, Living Single. Living Single for sure.
A Different World, man. I'm gonna go with a Different World.
I don't know.
I like the college vibe that they had going on, man. I like that whole vibe.
Okay. Who would you rather have as a friend? Billy from Billy and Mandy or Ed from Ed and Eddie?
Billy. I couldn't do that.
It's stressing me, bro, because I'm not going to get any assistance. It's only going to be a hindrance to my life dealing with both of them. So
Ed is too much. Like, Ed would drive me crazy. I would actually fight him. Like, we'd fight.
Ed will run through a brick wall for you, though, if you need him to get the jawbreakers. That's what it's kind of like.
After we fight, though.
Yeah.
I'd have to actually put hands on him. Can't do that. Too much.
Damn. I might change my mind, but nah, give me Ed for right now. Give me Ed. I give me Ed.
All right, last question. Where would you rather live? Gotham or Angel Grove, the hometown of the Power Rangers?
Gotham.
You want to live in Gotham?
That's a commitment.
You come around the corner and you liable to get frozen by Mr. Freeze.
What if I too have powers?
Well, I didn't consider that to be in the equation, but I mean, yeah. But I feel like with the Power Rangers, though, I mean, you know, you got to worry about the monsters showing up and getting big, but like, you know.
Exactly.
Like,
exactly.
You can just like kind of, I guess, hide?
Can you?
Yeah, step in your house, bro.
You are a regular person.
This is a tougher question than I thought, actually.
Let's do it.
Actually, I'll just get a gun and then I'll live in Gotham. So, yeah, that's fine.
Right. Then you have to deal with the Joker.
Yeah, but it's like, stay inside.
You can be driving to work and then the Riddler just sets up a trap on the bridge and you're like, fuck. Again.
I'm going to be late today again, you know, because of the Riddler. I guess I just feel like Gotham is a little more like somewhat
regular,
like a real world instead of dealing with like monsters that can like crush me.
Right.
So, yeah, I guess Gotham. I'll just say, like I said, I have to get a gun, maybe take like Taibo classes or something. I don't know.
Or you could have a superpower of some sort, though. You never know.
I just feel like I wouldn't be lucky enough. I feel like I would be that guy in Gotham City.
I mean, majority of superpowers are like tragic accidents.
Exactly.
They'd be kind of fucked up.
Experiment.
The Penguin kind of fucked
Vaccine
up.
Vaccine gone wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I need to see like an episode.
Oh, yeah, but that is this week's This or That. Thanks for playing.
Appreciate you, Alistair. Thank you so much. So before we wrap up here, Nia, is there anything that you want to leave the people with? Do you want to shout anybody out? Did you want to give your social medias? Anything. This is your chance to kind of just let it fly.
So obviously follow me on Twitter. I mean, wait, don't follow me on Twitter. Follow me on Instagram. Follow me on Instagram at Niagara. It's Niagra underscore, right? Or the underscores is in the front or the back. Anyways, search me up there. I also have a website, niagarawellness.com. So I am not taking any more clients until after my competition in June, but I do have group fitness classes, virtual group fitness classes, probably start up Fit Brunch on Saturday mornings again, probably at my house, like in my patio outside. Stay tuned. Probably Instagram be the best, but I don't really have anybody to shout out, really. Like, shout out to my team, like, shout out to my friends, I guess, like, that have been dealing with my emotions for the last month or so. Shout out to my boyfriend, because I cry all the time and I'm always hungry. And shout out to me, right? Yeah, shout out to me. Shout out to y'all for having me on your podcast.
Thank you. Wow.
I usually really suck at podcasts because I really get like nervous. But I still felt super comfortable with you guys, so appreciate
that. That's it. That's the goal right there. Thank you. We love that stamp of approval.
Yeah. I felt like it was the conversation flowed, and I just felt very natural. So definitely appreciate you guys for that, for like elevating my journey. I'm really here to just inspire, especially like Black women, to move, get active, like fitness is a privilege, especially even like looking at gyms, food deserts, all those type of things. So just move, like do something. I think Black people definitely should take their health and fitness a lot more seriously and their wellness. So that's kind of my mission. But yeah.
All right. That was beautiful. Thank you. We appreciate that, Nia. Alistair, do you want to leave the people with your stairs to greatness for this week?
Absolutely. This is courtesy of a random guy who came into Lids and I was eardropping and ear hustling on his conversation. Then he was like, damn, man. He looked at me. He said, yo, at a certain point in life, you can't mess with people who ain't got shit to lose. I said, damn. So yeah, that's this week's Stairs to Greatness. Make sure you follow me on Instagram. Stairs to Greatness. Stairs, the number, letter two. Number two, I'm sorry.
The
greatness.
Letter two.
Everybody who's in the DMV, we appreciate y'all rocking with us. Everybody who supports us, appreciate it. As I say, every week, y'all the wheels, we're the vehicle. We're not going anywhere without you. Co-host.
Thank you, Alistair. I appreciate that. And as always, I don't have anything profound to say at the end of the episode, but you can follow me on social media. On Twitter, it's Young Tamarack, YoungTamarack. On Instagram, it's Kofi Bryce underscore KofiBryce. Underscore. We have not merged the names together yet. I'm still attached to Young Tamarack. I'm working on like trying to figure that out. So yeah, y'all just gonna have to follow two different pages in the meantime. And with that being said, man, at the end of the week, we always play music from a local artist. And like I said, we were at the DMV Cypher and we recently came across an artist by the name of Dre Wave. We was really feeling his vibe. So we're going to play a track from him on this week's episode. So again, appreciate everybody out there listening. This has been another week of the A&B podcast. Peace.
We out.
Like sugar, ayy. They call me Wavy the Pusher, Wavy the Prince, on this baby a lucker, ayy. I ain't get spanked, but I shoulda. Daily I'm rolling this dank in a woulda, ayy. Just for suspension, I think I'm breaking the tension. My girl be taking them inches, how long it take me to finish? Now we going 7 rounds, I'm like Will Smith in 7 pounds. I got fans, I can't let them down. I was destined to wear the crown, I ain't flexing, I feel it now. I was trying to battle depression, I'm better now. I been getting this shit out. Cause I ain't the villain, just settle down. But I broke in the building like Wreck-It Ralph, yeah. Yeah, ayy. Baby, how sweet is the sound? I got these people to bounce, yeah. So I'm tryna keep them around. Yeah, ayy. Take me to see them or drown, yeah. I got this key that I found, yeah. That's why they want me in the ground. Yeah, ayy. Baby, how sweet is the sound? Baby, how sweet is the sound? Ayy, baby, how sweet is the... Yeah, ayy, take me to see them or drown, ayy. They just want me in the ground, ayy, yeah. This looking like a beginning to me, yeah. But you just been Simmons from three, and niggas ain't what they pretending to be. All of they flows, yeah, they get them from me. All of they hoes, yeah, they get them from me. I got them wondering how did I blow. But all them promos, yeah, they did them for free. Imagine the dough that I'm getting to see. This is pre-apocalyptic, I don't need the plot to thicken. I just need a lot of chicken. From the seed the crop was lifting, I don't see a lot of difference between me being free and me killing a bee while I'm spitting. Everything in life was written. What I bring in my position is a ring for the team. We following dreams, I'ma get it. Yeah, ayy. Baby, how sweet is the sound? I got these people to bounce, yeah. So I'm trying to keep them around. Yeah, ayy. Take me to see them or drown, yeah. I got this key that I found, yeah. That's why they want me in the ground. Yeah, ayy. Baby, how sweet is the sound? Baby, how sweet is the sound? Hey, baby, how sweet is the sound?